With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. John Steinbeck spent 5 months in 1938 methodically writing his masterpiece, The Grapes of Wrath. As he did, he kept a journal. That journal has been published as Working Days, edited by Steinbeck scholar Robert DeMott.
There's a resonant chord that runs through it all the time, and that is Steinbeck complaining that he said, I'm just not up to finishing this novel. I just don't have the talent. This is an astonishing irony, because here was a man not only writing at the absolute top of his form as a novelist, but also producing one of the monumental novels of 20th century American literature.
The final entry in the journal came on October 26th, 1938.
His whole comment on it, I find this wonderfully understated and ironic, I suppose. Finish this day, and I hope to God it's good.
As the publication date for The Grapes of Wrath approached, Steinbeck was still uncertain.
He knew it was powerful. He knew it wouldn't pull any punches, but he did not feel that it would be a popular book. So he warned Viking Press, and he warned his agent as well, not to oversell it.
The Grapes of Wrath was an instant bestseller in 1939 and kept on selling. To date, it has sold close to 4.5 million copies. Robert DeMott says the controversy over the book's account of the migrant workers in California so dismayed Steinbeck that he almost gave up writing fiction.
He was a man better equipped for failure than he was for success.
Penguin has reissued in paperback Working Days, John Steinbeck's journal during the writing of The Grapes of Wrath. Don Swaim, News Radio 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. When John Steinbeck's story of migrant workers, The Grapes of Wrath, was published in 1939, it sparked immediate controversy, and part of it was over its ending, in which a young woman gives the milk from her breast to a starving man. Steinbeck's scholar, Robert DeMott.
The novel was envisioned from the very beginning, on Steinbeck's part, with that last scene of Rose of Sharon saving that starving man.
Robert DeMott is the editor of a journal Steinbeck kept as he wrote The Grapes of Wrath. Penguin has republished that journal in paperback as Working Days. DeMott examined Steinbeck's original manuscript, written in a ledger book.
Because his handwriting was so tiny, he was able to get as many as 1,300 words on a single ledger page. It sort of underscored or undergirded the sense of intensity that he wanted for that novel.
The right wing savagely attacked Steinbeck after the book's publication.
But Steinbeck wrote to a friend of his and said, "The Associated Farmers are after me, and I am going to turn all this information over to J. Edgar Hoover, and he'll protect me." Well, what Steinbeck didn't realize was that J. Edgar Hoover had already branded him one of the leading dissidents in the West.
Steinbeck's masterpiece, The Grapes of Wrath, is still being read after more than 50 years.
As long as there are issues of drought, foreclosure, displacement, erosion, any way you want to talk about it, of human beings and human dignity, whatever it is, Steinbeck's novel speaks to that.
Wherever little children are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, and wherever men are a-fightin' for their rights, that's where I'm a-gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm a-gonna be.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.